Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Thursday. I just remembered that again. When I remembered, I got to yell it out.
Okay.
Just to help me. Thursday.
I would have had a show tonight.
You would have, yeah.
Tyler has developed day of the week Tourette's now.
Yeah.
I have. Yeah. I have to say it out loud so I remember it. Not that anything's different. I would do the same thing. The same thing I did yesterday.
But now you're going to have to go home and practice Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
My youngest son wants to just be able to swear so bad that he was saying the other day that he wishes he had Tourette's.
So he could swear?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Still, it would be a medical condition.
Yeah.
Why not just let him? I mean,
he's only 11. You got
to. I told him the rules are gone.
I told him.
I'm like twice a week.
You can swear.
Save him.
Oh, okay.
Then my wife didn't think that was a good idea.
Can he do a really hardcore one, like an MF or something like that?
Yeah, I'd say.
Okay, anything.
Use it up.
Just not the S or the. Can he drop the C-bomb in the house?
Well, I'd be okay with that.
You would. Your wife wouldn't be.
No.
Right. Yeah, but that's how he learned.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, where the boundaries are.
You have to properly place the words.
Yeah.
As long as it's in context and used properly.
And not calling your sister or your mom that name.
Wow,
put that in context.
Yes, right?
Your kids dropping F-bombs around the house? I don't remember how old my kids were before they started dropping F-bombs.
My daughter doesn't swear just because that's what she's just a good person.
Yeah, she's just not like that.
No. Ryder, in video games, yeah. He swears up there playing those video games.
Right.
We hear him a lot. But he'll drop something around the house, but nothing major. I mean, I think his mom would yell on him more than I would.
I'm proud to say they all grew up... And turned out to be potty mouths like their dad.
Oh, I swear. I swear around the kids. Yeah.
My daughter started to swear, but just in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do? What are you going to tell her she can't hang out with her friends?
And
there's like there's no punishment.
No.
Really.
Yeah, you're right. There's no punishment.
You do.
You go to
you
your
You can't
room.
Go anywhere. You can't do anything.
You're grounded. Yeah, I know. F off. You're grounded again.
Well, my daughter's only 10, and I've already started to contemplate at what age will I just be like fine with it? Because it's going to happen. She hears the way I talk.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I ever scolded them. And I don't remember how old they were when they first started swearing. But yeah, it was video games.
Yeah, video Certainly games are that. Different, right? Because they're on the phone with their buddies, you know, basically, right?
Yeah, our youngest has been asking for years when he can swear. I'm like, oh, when you get a job?
Yeah.
I think that makes sense.
Okay.
And he's like, well, can I get a job?
Just so I can swear.
Like, you're 8. No.
This might be the perfect month to celebrate Lawn and Garden Month.
How about you, Craig? Growing up around the preacher there, preacher dad, could you swear?
It was not an issue.
You just didn't do it.
It was not an issue.
That's what you meant. You just didn't do it.
Right.
Okay.
Just was not done.
When's the first time you swore in front of him?
I don't know that I have on purpose ever.
Okay. Even in high school,
where's
my effing weed, Dad?
Nothing.
Okay. All right.
My sister was much worse about that
than
I.
She actually did. She would do it.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't care.
Okay, got it. All right. Did Dad say don't take the Lord's name in vain, that kind of crap?
Well, see, I just didn't.
All right.
It wasn't an option.
Right.
No, you followed the commandments. Well, to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In front of them.
Sure. Yeah, I think my kids think that Jesus' middle name is effing.
Suck it, Jesus.
No. The middle name starts with H.
Yeah. It's H. Yeah. Jesus H. Christ.
Good point from one of my Facebook buddies. You're making Puss's best of. When you're shouting out the day of the week.
Yeah, that's right.
You're making that a little more difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to make it real obvious that that ain't live.
Sorry. I'll just throw random days out. Tuesday.
Don't do that.
See, don't do that.
Because the live audience doesn't know when it is, right?
And people are already confused.
Okay. Okay, today is Thursday, April 16th, 2020, the year of our Lord, in case you're hearing this. If it's not that day, it's a replay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And Girl Scout cookies, their sales are way down.
Because they can't knock on door to door, right?
And yeah. People aren't going to the store.
Right.
And getting accosted at the entrance and the exit.
Yeah, you kind of are. Yeah.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No, I know.
But you are.
Yeah. Especially and if you bought a bunch.
I'm and a sucker for that.
Yeah. Parents are now worried that they're stuck with the cookie bill.
How you think?
Because they have cookies.
Oh.
They have the cookies.
Yeah, they do.
They have to sell them.
You got to sell them, right?
I always thought that was crap that the parents have to front the money for all those cookies.
No. Well, parents can take just about as many cases of cookies from their local headquarters as they want, they
say.
But
once they take it out, it's theirs.
But they can only return a certain amount without penalty.
Right. A lot of people are dropping off cookies on people's doorsteps then. Pay me later.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Thinking about you, you owe me $4.50.
Now accepting PayPal and Venmo.
Exactly.
And so now the Girl Scouts.
$4.50.
So now the Girl Scout, the main one.
Right.
Saying, okay, we'll help out. Y'all are fine. We understand.
And by the way,
so that's good.
I think $4.50 is about half a box for most of those.
Is it really? Really?
I think it's five. I think it was $5.
I thought they were like $7-$8.
Maybe if they're scalping.
If you have
to ask. I got them for four or five bucks.
Your niece is ripping you off.
Outside.
Quite possible.
Where you're getting your cookies from.
We'd be eating the crap out of those things right now. If I had if I had a pantry full of Girl Scout cookies, man. Sometimes I avoid those because they're cookies. I eat them, but I would not avoid them now.
No, there's nothing sweet in the house right now. Sometimes I have a hankering.
Your ass is sweet, though, Todd.
See, that's the problem.
Yeah, but I can't eat my own ass. I wouldn't be here now.
It's not for lack of trying. But
I'd pay to see that, though, because I got no sports.
Oh, I'd Facebook Live that. But then they'd probably shut me down. I could put that on Twitter.
And by the way, if you could, you wouldn't be here.
No.
You know, if any of us could do that,
we
wouldn't even work for a living.
Somewhere else.
You'd have to put like a sheet up and have a shadow or something. We could just see the outline of it.
Make that the promo. I can't eat my own ass. See how the boss hears it the rest of the day running on the station.
I'll just to test and see if he's listening.
If I could, I'd be the biggest cam boy hit.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
No, that's been a problem around our house for the last couple weekends.
What, you can't eat your own ass?
Well, yeah, that's a continuing problem. But my wife and daughter will get bored. And well, let's make some cookies. Let's make muffins. What do you do when after that's done? You eat them.
Right. Oh, yeah. Both my kids are baking cookies and cakes.
Right out of the oven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She made some cookies last weekend that were awesome. I'm like, don't ever make those again. Yeah. Because they're great.
Let's make some ass.